Every Wednesday at this time on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM, we talk to one of the contributors to AnchorRising.com, the best political blog in the universe, especially in local issues. This upcoming, by the way, this upcoming election, you're going to want to put Anchor Rising on your favorites. Because with this upcoming political season here in the local level, you're going to want to know all the latest information and news. Besides listening to the WPRO, you want to supplement it with the AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse is on the line with us from AnchorRising.com. What's going on, Andrew?
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you? You have a post up there about the FISA Act, huh?
Yes, we do. And what the FISA is that's kind of the boring technical name for what people might be more familiar with as the president's so-called warrantless wiretapping program. And we're trying to explain a little bit of what's really involved there. I think the best way for me to help explain this is to submit a question to the Matt Allen Common Sense filter.
Okay.
Ready? Here's the question. Do you think that when the United States government engages in regular James Bond type spying, they should have to go get the approval of a judge in a court someplace to go specify a target outside of the United States?
No.
No. And I think that's what a lot of people would agree with. And what the bulk of the so-called warrantless wiretapping program is that a lot of liberal and progressive groups are shrieking about, it's when you're engaged in your regular James Bond-type spying, and then suddenly the target of your surveillance, he flips open his cell phone and he calls somebody in the United States for help or to send a message or something like that. And there was some confusion, and there are some people that are saying that, all right, at that point, when he contacts someone in the United States, now you've got to get a warrant to keep listening to that message. And rightly, and actually, most of the Democrats in Congress now agree that that's a little bit silly. And there was actually a pretty good, healthy public debate at that level where they worked those kinks out of the bill. And they've come back to saying that if there's one person outside of the United States and that person is not a United States citizen, you can pretty much listen to him no matter who he calls in the world.
And that was originally what was happening anyway, right?
Well, it's interesting. Where this all became really an issue, these FISA courts are secret courts. That's a whole other layer of confusion on this issue here. Mm-hmm. And a judge a couple years back came up with a ruling that said even if a foreign national calls another foreign national and that call is routed through the United States because we have the bulk of all the switching and stuff like that, the judge said, no, that is subject to American domestic law, and you can't listen to that, those types of calls.
So this is all broken down in your post on AnchorRising.com?
Yes, and we have it. And one of the great things about it is if people don't like my interpretation, we link back to the original legislation, and they can come on and into the comments and tell me where they think I'm stupid and full of it, and I'll give them an answer and tell them why they're wrong.
Fantastic. Andrew Morse from AnchorRising.com. The Rhode Island's political blog, only political blog, in my opinion. So check it out. And thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. We'll